Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please.
Welcome
well,
to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We are back this week on a lovely spring day in Seattle. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Julie. You know what today is?
What is it today, Eric?
A perfect day to take your dog for a walk.
You know what? It is. You're right. And I did go for a walk this morning with the dogs, so that was great.
Fantastic. And it couldn't have been nicer for that.
No, it was beautiful. I think it's supposed to be nice all week. And we're actually headed to the ocean this weekend, too. We're taking our dogs to Ocean Shores, and Tilly, the cattle dog, has never been to the beach.
Ooh, that'll be a fun experience
yes,
for Tilly.
Very exciting. Well, we have with us Brandy Algren with City Dog Magazine on the line with us. Hi, Brandy.
Hi, Julie.
So Brandy has her finger on the pulse of all of the upcoming dog-related events in the region. So we're going to talk about what we've got coming up into July, actually. So now you have some events that kind of stood out to you. There's a fur ball. There's a few things coming up, actually, this weekend.
Yes, there is. There's quite a bit coming up this weekend. 'Tis the season of doggy events now that the sun is out and spring is here. If folks are headed to Portland or in the Portland area, the 23rd annual Doggy Dash is on May 15th, and this is a huge event. This is one of Portland's largest dog events. Last year, 5,000 people alone participated, and it's their largest fundraiser, and this year they're hoping to raise about $250,000.
That's great. And who does that benefit?
That benefits the Oregon Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
And just to point out that early bird registration ends tomorrow, so if people want to save a couple bucks, it's $25 until tomorrow, and then it goes up to $30 if people want to register on the day of the event.
Okay. What else do you got for us?
Well, you mentioned that you're headed down to the coast. If you're anywhere near Lincoln City, I really suggest that folks check out the Mutt Masters Dog Show and Olympics. It's a really cool event that's hosted by Lincoln City to benefit the Lincoln County Animal Shelter. And it's a day of contests and prizes, and some of the contests that they have are, you know, pretty easy to win. You don't have to be too overly talented, but they're Sweetest Smoocher.
Mm.
Biggest ears,
mm-hmm.
best handshake, and then they'll also have the dock jumping as well, demonstrations, and then even amateurs can and try out their hand at dock jumping.
Yeah, we had on last summer the Puget Sound, I think it was Puget Sound dock diving, mm-hmm. Or Cascade, I can't remember. Olympic doctor, I don't remember the official title of the group, but they've got some events coming up this summer, and that sounds like a blast for dogs that like to jump into water.
Yep, that's this Saturday.
Cool.
So if your listeners like beer, mm-hmm. dogs, and music, not necessarily in that order, we've got the annual Brewers Memorial Ale Fest down in Newport, Oregon. That's May 21st through the 23rd. And that's hosted by Rogue Ales Brewery in honor of Brewer, who has since passed. But it's a fundraiser also for Oregon Coast Therapy Animals and the Central Coast Humane Society. And about 50-plus microbreweries will be there. There will be live music. Dogs are totally welcome. There will be a dog wash, dog dancing, celebrity dog lookalikes. I mean, really fun.
Cool. That's a good beer, too, Rogue.
Yes, it is. They, a little closer to home on May 22nd here in Auburn is Auburn's Dog Trot. So the city of Auburn hosts a 5K run. Oh, I'm sorry, 3K fun run. And then right after that following is Petpalooza, which is a really big event. Lots of vendors, petting zoo, pet parade, food vendors. There'll be Skyhounds Disc Dog Championship. Just a ton of stuff going on, and that's, again, on May 22nd.
Mm-hmm. And then I see on May 29th, there's an event in Bremerton. Pets Walk at Kitsap County Fairgrounds. And
yes, yeah. That's to benefit the Kitsap Humane Society. They have some really great events. This one is 5K, and 1K courses for a little shorter. And they've got a bunch of contests going on as well that can you can check that out at kitsap-humane.org.
Mm-hmm. And I also see now this all of these events are posted on your website, which is citydogmagazine.com. And I also see that you have all of the Reading with Rover meetings all listed here, too, all through basically every month. And we were just talking about that program. I had on Joanne Turnbull with the Delta Society last week talking. She was just telling all of these amazing stories with what the therapy dogs are doing. And this was one thing that we talked about was the Reading with Rover events. And those are also listed on here as well, I think, for every month. And then there was a Explore Volunteering with Your Dog event, one in Bellevue June 1st and one in Portland as well on June 10th. And those are through the Delta Society. So that's great that you have those listed too. And if you want to go and look at the complete list, you can go to citydogmagazine.com. Now, one stuck out to me, Brandy, the Dachshunds on Parade in Ellensburg. Have you ever been to that one?
I have not, but I think it sounds hilarious.
It does.
Yeah.
I haven't made it out for this one, but I've heard that it is a blast and it's very well attended. And that's June 19th in Ellensburg from 8 a.m. on. And that is...
Yes, this is their eighth year.
Really?
Yes, with the Dachshunds on Parade.
Excellent. And now we've got a big one coming up here in Seattle that supports Seattle Animal Shelter that you've been attendance at all of them, I think. Is that right?
For the past 5 years, we've had a booth there, and it's a fantastic event that benefits the Seattle Animal Shelter. And again, it's a 5K, and I think about close to 3,000 people turn out for the event, and it's just a great day to spend the morning. And it's right there at Seward Park, right on the lake, in June. So typically, we've had pretty good weather, but yeah, that's a good event.
And that's called the Furry 5K, and that benefits Seattle Animal Shelter, and that's their big fundraiser, one of the biggest fundraisers of the season. Very well attended, like you said. I've gone to the past several ones, too. We had a booth there last year, and then I've gone as a walker in years past. And the website for that is furry5k.com, and you also have all the links to all of the, all of the specific events, all of the links on the website as well on citydogmagazine.com. And then now you have City Dog has an event coming up a little bit later on in July. So tell us about that.
That is the fifth annual City Dog Cover Dog Model Search. And on July 18 at Kirkland Uncorked, that will be the kickoff event to the series of model searches that we host around the city looking for a cover dog for our winter issue.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of the events is to raise money for area organizations. We, for this particular one, will be supporting Posadas, Safe Haven, other events. We raise money for the Seattle Animal Shelter. Reading with Rover is actually another that one that we benefit at Fremont Oktoberfest. But, yes, so July 18 is the kickoff event. That's at Kirkland Uncorked, a great event. It's... wine tasting that Sunday that we host the event. People can take their dogs into the wine garden as well, so you can spend the day. And that's also right on Lake Washington, and just a really nice setting. And what people do is they just come on down and bring their dog, and we can register the day of, or people can pre-register, and they can take their pooch up on stage. We'll have a panel of judges, and it's just a fun way to raise money, get people out, and then we put all of the dog's pictures in the winter issue as well as the winning dog on the cover from the events.
Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing that when we had you on the show a few weeks ago, all of the little thumbnail shots of all the dogs that had entered the competition from last year.
Last year we had about 500 dogs.
Yeah. So this is not the only event, but this is the kickoff event for the City Dog Cover Dog Model Search.
Right. We host five total at different events, and people can find out which ones we'll be at online at citydogmagazine.com. The first one is in July, and the last one is at Fido Fest in early October, and that's to benefit the Seattle Humane Society.
Okay, excellent. Now, are they judging just the dogs or the human dog Now, do people need to worry about what they're wearing when they go up on the stage to catwalk their dog down, or?
Not at all. Nope.
All right.
Nope. And it's the criteria for being on the cover is it's not too fierce.
Just so don't worry about any special grooming or anything like that.
No, just come down, have fun, enjoy the day at the events that we're at as well, since it's combined, so there's always lots of other things going on that day as well.
Yeah. Now, when is your next issue hitting the stands?
We are going to press next week.
Okay.
So we should have it back in about 2 weeks.
All right, very good. And City Dog Magazine is a wonderful publication focusing on events and living with dogs in San Francisco, Portland, and Seattle. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you can find out more about City Dog Magazine at citydogmagazine.com. Subscriptions to City Dog are only $18, and that includes 5 issues, one issue per season, as well as a special holiday issue, and they're all fabulous. So check out citydogmagazine.com. And Brandy, thank you very much for filling us in on all of the fun events. There's much more on the website, so you can check out the list completely at citydogmagazine.com. Brandy, enjoy the sun today.
Thank you, Julie. You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
When we come back, we will be talking with Beth Rivard, the executive director of one of my favorite local organizations, the Prison Pet Partnership Program here in Purdy, Washington. We'll be back in just a few minutes with the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
Whiskey and wine. The sailors say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
What a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal a sailor from the sea.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Kemley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Kemley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick & Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, we're having a party, celebrating the release of Jeff Guidry's hot-off-the-presses new book, An Eagle Named Freedom, My True Story of a Remarkable Friendship. Jeff and Freedom will be with me in the studio, and he'll tell us the story of how they saved each other's lives. And we're giving away 5 copies of the book every hour. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 11. 50.
Does it break your heart to see your dog limping, not feeling well, anxious, or nervous? You know something is wrong, but you're unable to find any answers. Animal healing expert Vicki Draper combines her intuitive connection, her healing gift of touch, and her extensive training to serve you and your pet. Vicki performs both local and distant sessions, providing you with her services from both near and far. Clients have reported Vicki saving them hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Contact Vicki Draper at www.vimere.com. That's V-I-M-I-E-R-E.com.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And we have with us now Beth Rivard, the Executive Director of Prison Pet Partnership Program. Hi, Beth.
Hello.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. You were, I think, our fifth guest on the show way back in 2009 when we started. I think it was March that you were on. So welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Now, on the tails of Brandy talking about upcoming events, one that I am very excited about that Darcy and I are going to be attending, and we still have room at our table, and you can also come as an individual or you can form your own table. There's 8 people per table. And now is this your big annual event, Beth?
This is our big event, our big auction, and it's our 7th annual auction. So this is our one big fundraiser of the year.
All right, it's called the Barkin Bid, and it is Saturday, May 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Now, how do you pronounce this? Afifi?
Yes.
Okay. Afifi Shriners Center in Tacoma.
Correct.
And the funds raised will provide opportunities for continuing education for women offenders upon their release from prison and help adopt, feed, train, and care for service dogs in training through the Prison Pet Partnership Program. Tickets are $40 per person, $320 per table, and you get a free bottle of sparkling wine with the purchase of a table. So this will be an auction, a light supper, and a cash bar, and you can download the registration form at prisonpetpartnership.org or call 253-858-4240 if you have questions. Now, what types of things will be being auctioned off?
Oh, gosh. Too many to name. One that's really interesting this year is a week stay at a condo in Kona.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty exciting. We also have a bottle of wine a week. We have a wheelbarrow full of wine, 52 bottles of wine.
Wow.
So that one should be pretty interesting. We've got some tours of the Hogue Winery, a couple wineries in Woodinville.
Mm-hmm.
We've got surfing lessons at Westport and an evening at Westport, so that sounds interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of dog items, wine, spas, dinner out.
We've got all kinds of things. Great.
Yeah.
So now this is for Prison Pet Partnership Program, which is just an amazing program, the work that you all are doing down there. Tell us a bit about what it is that you're doing.
Well, our program, our mission is twofold. We provide vocational education to women and inmates. We have a boarding and grooming facility so people from the community can bring their animals in to stay with us and to get groomed and clipped. And we also do the service dog training program. We take in homeless dogs and teach the inmates to train them to be service dogs, and then we place them with people with disabilities in the Washington, Oregon, Idaho area.
Mm-hmm. So you take shelter dogs or rescue dogs or dogs that need homes, and you have volunteers that go out and kind of evaluate potential candidates for the program?
We do. We've got volunteers. We've got staff members that are kind of out going through shelters, speaking with rescue groups, emailing back and forth, looking at pictures online,
mm-hmm.
Trying to select animals that might be good candidates for our program.
So when you take a dog in, you have this program, and you say you do boarding and grooming and that type of thing too, but it's actually the women offenders in the women's correctional facility in Purdy who are actually doing the training for the dogs.
Correct. Yeah, we have a non-inmate staff trainer who teaches them, but the inmates do all of the training of the dogs.
Mm-hmm. And I visited the program a few times and have had the privilege of talking with some of the women who are training these dogs, who are offenders and who are living in the facility, and to hear what they, you know, their awareness of what they're getting out of the program, and to just hear them talking about the dogs and sharing with us about, you know, what the dogs are like and what their strengths and weaknesses are, and also what they've gotten out of training and learning how to train. And there's so much to it. It's just so inspiring. And what you do is like threefold, because you're taking dogs that need homes, and whether they end up as service dogs or as pets, you're finding them homes, you're training them and finding them homes. You're providing vocational education for the women offenders in the program, which increases their success once they get out to be successful. And then also the therapeutic benefit that they get, you know, working with dogs while they're there, what they learn. I know one thing that a few of them said was that they learning how to train dogs has taught them a lot about patience.
Right. Right. For all of the, you know, dog owners out there that know that that's probably one of the things that all of our animals teach us is patience. And it is. It's a win-win situation for the offenders. It's such a difficult thing to measure, the outcome of what this program means to the women emotionally and mentally. But you can count the number of dogs that are placed. You can count the number of women that get out and stay out. But it's really difficult to count, to add up the numbers for how this program really changes the lives of and the growth of the women. But as you have seen when you've been here, just listening to them speak about their animals, is you know that they're learning something about themselves in the process.
Mm-hmm.
That's so valuable, that will help them when they're out to get out and stay out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, not just the skills, but I mean, I can imagine if I had the opportunity to have a dog with me if I was incarcerated, that would, in some ways, I would think, you know, to save my life in ways, because I would have the opportunity to have that connection and the motivation to continue to learn and grow and continue staying engaged with my own life.
So, right.
Yeah, it's so inspiring and then the third of the threefold is that you then provide service dogs for people who need them out in the world. And these dogs are almost free. Is that right?
Right. We have a $25 application fee. But other than that, we don't charge a fee. We do have a team training. So clients who are receiving animals do have to come to our facility. And it's a 2-week-long process. The first week is typically held inside the prison. The offenders also participate in that training. Each of them are required to do some part or some piece of the workshop. It may be how to praise your dog, or proper grooming, or how to clip nails, or something like that. But each of the offenders are in the program are required to participate in that. So it's kind of an interesting process, and it's kind of a good transition for the offenders to as they watch their animals work for this new person and using all of the skills that the inmates taught the dogs. So,
mm-hmm.
So part of that team training process, the people do have to be able to come and stay near the vicinity of the prison for 2 weeks. So there's some cost involved with that. But we also have scholarship funds to help people to cover the cost of staying in our neck of the woods, if you will,
mm-hmm.
during that time.
And that cost is nothing in comparison to the tens of thousands of dollars that service dogs can cost people,
right.
You know, to get a dog from another, company, organization, or institution that trains service dogs. I mean, it's a very, very long process. How long does a dog that graduates successfully as a service dog, how long are they typically in your program?
It's usually 8 months to a year.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty hefty investment.
And it's 8 months to a year of 24/7, you know, the dogs actually live with their trainers.
Right.
So they're not just getting out an hour a day. I mean, this is months, several months of basically constant training, and I've seen them working, and they're very good trainers that right. you've got there. So that's just, and so for somebody to have the opportunity to get a dog like that for basically for free is just amazing.
Right. Right.
Now, you have, when we come back, I know that you've got a large group of dogs graduating.
Yeah.
And I also know that you have some dogs that need homes.
Correct.
So we will talk more about that when we come back from break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. We're talking with Beth Rivard, Executive Director of Prison Pet Partnership Program. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
You call it. But I can't come home right now. Me and the boys are playing, and we just can't find the sound.
Picking up dog or cat poop is a necessary pet owner's ritual. Plastic poop bags put in the trash end up in landfills, produce methane gas, and contaminate our hard-to-get clean water. Bokashi Cycle's Pet Cycle fermenting system provides a simple, sustainable solution to a growing problem. Pet waste is safely and rapidly transformed into a product that restores nutrients and microbes to the soil. Pet Cycle is an easy and natural system you can use at home to end polluting. Visit www.bokashicycle.com or call 1-800-714-2130 to order your pet cycle system today.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Looking for new ways to find light, love, healing, and balance in your life, your family, and your work? You're not alone. I'm Jeanette Dames, host of The Soul's Edge, Tuesdays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk 1150. And I want to help you bring your life back to life. Listen to nourish your life or call for an angel reading. Join me on The Soul's Edge, Tuesdays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
G'day, my name is Dr. Brett Bolton. I'm your host along with Eric Ryder every Tuesday afternoon on Half Hour to Health. Join us and our guests every Tuesday at 3 p.m. as we explore health and wellness. In less than 30 minutes, you'll come away with the answers you need to reprogram your health. Information that will empower you to live well, move well, and age well. That's Half Hour to Health every Tuesday at 3 p.m. with me, your host, Dr. Brett Bolton.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, Beth, what can I do? Beth, what can I do?
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Eric, you're being very romantic today, playing songs with all of the guests' names.
Well, we had Brandy, and now we have Beth, so got to play those.
Yeah. Welcome back, Beth. We have Beth Rivard, Executive Director of Prison Pet Partnership Program. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So you have a number of dogs in your program at any given time. I think it's around 20. Is that right, about the average?
That's right. Anywhere between 18 and 22, so 20 exactly.
All right. And you have a large group. about to graduate?
We do. We, you know, typically have one or two dogs at a time, but right now we've got some really great dogs that have been with the program about a year. We've got three that are going to be placed as service dogs and three that are going to be placed as therapy dogs. We start team training the second week of June, so we've got kind of a big group. And then graduation, we do have some dogs that were, we have a dog that was placed as, two dogs that were placed as therapy dogs in the fall and one that was placed in the winter that will also participate in graduation. So it'll be a big graduation.
Yeah, that's a lot of dogs.
Yeah.
And now last time you were on the show, which was about a year ago, we were talking about Stanley.
Yes.
And I understand Stanley is now a therapy dog.
He is, and he's just doing great. He has the best life. His person takes him visiting hospice care and nursing facilities, and Stanley's just a perfect yellow lab, just a cuddle bug, love to kiss faces and just have people squeeze him all day long. He's just a great dog.
He just always had this expression, you know, a magnetic personality and sweet expression that just made everybody weak in the knees around him. So I was happy to hear that he is now out in the world giving away all of his love and sweetness and actually, you know, really benefiting a lot of people in that way. We had on the Delta Society last week, Joanne Turnbull was with us talking about therapy dog work and the just amazing stories that come out of that. So that's great that you train therapy dogs in addition to service dogs.
Right, yeah.
Now, you have some dogs that don't make it as service dogs or therapy dogs, but that make great pets and that you will then place them into loving homes. And
right.
You have some dogs there who need homes currently?
We do, actually. We've got, we've just recently placed a couple of golden retrievers, thanks to your help, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We've placed Quattro in a great home.
Yes.
We currently have a male black lab. He's about 2 years old. His name is Ace.
Mm-hmm.
Great dog. Oh, he's just a fabulous dog. We've only had him in the program for about a month, and we discovered that he's got some elbow dysplasia. So obviously, you know, putting him through a lot of physical work as a service dog or even a therapy dog would be a challenge for him. So we're looking for a home that's willing to, you know, keep him on the thin side, to keep the weight off, to do exercise but not exercise hard. He loves to swim, so we've kind of been thinking it would be great if we could find a home with somebody on or near the water that would be willing to take him swimming once in a while for exercise, so he's not doing the hard running. But he's a great dog. His name is Ace, black lab. And then we also have right now a female yellow lab. Her name is Freya. She's also a little over two. She's kind of choosy on about who she wants to live with. She has sometimes a little leery of men, and she definitely wants to be a dominant dog, but she does love other dogs. So she's just really kind of choosy with dogs and people. We've had her for quite a while, actually, trying to find a good home for her. But they're both, well, actually, Ace is not yet up on Pet Finder, but Freya is, and you can connect either through Pet Finder or through our website, prisonpetpartnership.org.
So if someone is interested in Freya, it sounds like they will need to schedule an interview with her, and she will need to either accept or decline the applicant.
Right, exactly. She does most of her own screening.
Right.
We actually have a volunteer that's fabulous as far as doing home visits and screening people and talking with individuals and families about the animals. And so she would likely be the person to talk with someone about Freya, but definitely Freya will have the last word.
And are all of the dogs that you have up for adoption on your website, or are they on Pet Finder? How do people look at the dogs that you've got who need homes?
Yeah, they're all on Pet Finder, which is connect. You can either go directly to Pet Finder or connect to Pet Finder through our website.
Mm-hmm. And the website is prisonpetpartnership.org.
Yes.
And it's got all sorts of information about your mission, about the program, about your boarding and grooming. And your boarding program, I think I read, was rated one of the top boarding facilities in the area.
Yeah, that was great. I think it was last fall. It was Checkpoint Magazine ranked us as one of the top three for quality and price. That we were ecstatic. And, of course, you know, the offenders that work in the program don't often have an opportunity for a real reward. But, wow, when they saw that on the news, they were all just screaming and jumping around. And it was just a tremendous pat on the back for all of their hard work and mm-hmm. the care that they give the animals here.
So somebody, if they're going out, you know, if they're going on vacation, they would actually bring their dog and the dog would stay in the prison.
Right. Yep. We have a kennel facility. We've got kennel runs. It's all indoor heated runs. We have an exercise. We actually have two exercise areas. So the offenders that work in our kennels take the dogs out at least four times a day for exercise. They do rounds every day, much like in nurses in a hospital, mm-hmm. Checking the animals head to toe, making sure they don't have any lumps, bumps, scratches. Mm-hmm. So the animals get the best. I would not take my animals anywhere else.
Yeah.
They really get great care. And if the animals are stressed, occasionally they'll take the animal back into the living unit mm-hmm. with them. If the animal's just not able to stay in the kennel environment, the animal may go back to the living unit where they're with an offender 24/7. So mm-hmm. they get great care.
Well, that's great. And so the boarding, you can bring your dog in. And do you offer grooming to the general public as well?
Yes. We do have a grooming program, and that's, again, part of the vocational education. We've got five women who are currently kind of in training as groomers.
Mm-hmm.
So we groom, you know, everything. In fact, today I think I saw three or four different poodles in there mm-hmm. Getting poodle clips. So we do full-service grooming.
Mm-hmm. And how many do a lot of the women who leave the facility end up actually in a job or career that is the where they're using what they learned in the program?
Yes, actually the last, because we have women in our program who are in long-term,
mm-hmm.
we may have a woman being released a year or one woman every other year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not really sending out a lot of women all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the last three women who've been released from our program over the last 4 years
mm-hmm.
All got jobs in animal-related industries.
Mm-hmm.
One was working at the Humane Society in King County, another in Whatcom County, and then they've transitioned to work in vet's offices. So, you know, they're out working with animals. We also provide a scholarship fund, so these women who are out who have jobs in the animal industry can write a letter to the program to see if to receive a scholarship for continuing education.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't just stop when they're out of here. We want to get them out and keep them out. So whatever we can do to support them in our related to the mission of our program, working with animals, that's kind of what we want to follow them along and make sure that they are. Get out and stay out.
Mm-hmm. And now if anybody has any questions they'd like to ask Beth about the program or about the dogs available, you can get in touch with her through the Prison Pet Partnership Program, or you can call us here live on the show, 425-373-5527. Again, that's 425-373-5527 or toll-free 888-298-5569. Perhaps you're curious about a aspect of the program or about the dog training process. Feel free to give a call, 425-373-5527. Now, the Prison Pet Partnership has been around for quite some time. Is Prison Pet Partnership one of the first or the first of this type?
As far as I have been able to uncover, we are the first program of its type. This program was started in 1984, and it was originally part of Tacoma Community College. It was a canine studies program, but the Department of Corrections kind of pulled back on funding in about 1989, 1990. But the people that were involved with the animal program here at the prison wanted to keep it going, so that's when Prison Pet Partnership Program became a private nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of when that occurred. There are lots of prisons around the country that have some form of service or therapy dog training program. Many of them do puppy raising. They'll raise puppies for an outside service dog program,
mm-hmm.
and then send the animals back to finish up their training. And some of them will do some shelter animal rescue and do some obedience training and then send them back to the shelters for
mm-hmm.
adoption
mm-hmm.
or adopt them from the prison. But to my knowledge, there aren't any prisons who also do the vocational education piece that have the boarding and grooming facilities and are kind of doing the job skill training in addition to the dog training job skills.
Hmm. Interesting. So it really is unique in the country.
Right.
In addition to how long you guys have been around.
Right.
And there are some shows I know I've seen on television where they, you know, where they've had some reality shows or something about kind of following different training programs in prisons and stuff like that. And it's very, very powerful for a number of different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Beth Rivard, Executive Director of Prison Pet Partnership Program. You're listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.
And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine.
Exceptional Mountain View property is now available just 90 minutes north of Seattle. Come see for yourself the expansive south-facing views of Whitehorse Glacier as you stand on the banks of the North Fork of the Stillaguamish River, a steelhead and eagle paradise. This five-acre riverfront property is yours to build on or just to enjoy year-round. Call Vaughn Provo with Preview Properties at 425-359-0165 or on the web at vaughnprovo.com.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, the show that lets you talk with your animals Wednesdays at 3 p.m. As a medium, I talk with your companions live on air to find the answers to the questions you want to ask. Call in and ask about health, behavior, transitions in life, or anything else. Even talk with animals who have crossed over. Animals have wonderful things to say. Join us for a fun-filled and inspiring hour Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Talk With Your Animals with Joy Turner, the show you and your animal companions are going to love.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Forget their space and come check out our space on the web, 1150kknw.com, and find out about Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds.
Welcome back to the Dog Talk Show. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. We're back with Beth Rivard. Every time I say this, I want to say executive producer for some reason, executive director of Prison Pet Partnership Program. Welcome back. Now, Darcy and I still have room at our table if you would like to join us for the Prison Pet Partnership's annual fundraiser. Is Saturday, May 22nd in about a week and a half. And it's in Tacoma. It's from 4 to 7. It's Bark and Bid. It's a charity auction. You've got a ton of wonderful things that you're auctioning off. A bottle of wine every week for a year. A week in Kona?
Kona, Hawaii. Mm-hmm.
I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll sign up for that one right now. Just a bunch of other stuff. And it's just a great way to support the program. Now, if you can't make it to the fundraiser, which again is May 22nd, you can always send a donation. Very much appreciated. They need to fund the program. Food, treats, supplies, all of that, in addition to the staff. And you can also donate your time. And you have a lot of opportunities to volunteer within the program.
Right, we do. Probably the one of the most popular volunteer opportunities is socializing the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the animals are all living in the prison 24/7, but they're also training to become service dogs. It's important that the dogs get out into the community to doctor's offices, riding the bus, riding mass transit, light rail, restaurants, movies. So we have a lot of volunteers that will come in and take a dog for an outing. It could be just for a couple of hours. It could be overnight. Could be a week. We've got some dogs that we have in foster care for longer periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big need. But we also have opportunities for office work, fundraising. Example, Bark and Bid. We have a auction committee that's always recruiting members.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a board of directors. So we're always looking at for people wanting to apply to be a member of our board.
Mm-hmm.
Office work, you name it. Mm-hmm. We always welcome people to come and help.
Mm-hmm. And money.
And always that, yes. Yeah. That's the nature of nonprofits.
Yep. And, to fund all the food. Now, you guys have an average of 20 dogs there. That's a lot of food, a lot of supplies, a lot of care. And to support these women in their education, it's such a fabulous program. You guys have been around for so long, and you continue to produce dogs who then give back to society and also educate women so that when they enter back into society, their chances for success are that much greater.
Right.
Now, the Bark and Bid is Saturday, May 22nd. Darcy and I have room at our table. If you would like to join us, email me at host@dogtalkshow.com. That's host@dogtalkshow.com. That will get you directly to me. If you'd like to join us at our table, we would love to have you. Tickets are $40 per person. If you would like to form your own table, there are 8 people per table. $320 for a whole table, and you will get a free bottle of sparkling wine with purchase of a table. And that $40 does include a light supper. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And this is from 4 to 7 p.m. in Tacoma at the Afifi Shriner Center, Saturday, May 22nd.
Correct.
So we would love to have you at our table. host@dogtalkshow.com. Send me an email. Let me know. And we'll reserve your spot. Otherwise, you can come just on your own, or you can fill your own table. That's the ideal.
Right, exactly.
And the program, you guys have other programs in your facility as well. You have a horticultural program.
Right.
And there's going to be some flower arrangements for auction from the horticultural program and starter plants as well.
Right. We have, here at the women's prison, they have a horticulture program. The women take care of all of the grounds here at the prison. The flowers are wonderful. Every year they have a plant sale. I believe they're having a plant sale on May 21st here at the Washington Correction Center for Women. They have vegetable starts, and so forth. But also part of the horticulture program is a floral arranging program, and women, they do floral arranging for weddings.
Mm.
They're doing all of our arrangements for the tables for Bark and Bid. They do an amazing job. The women in that program have won ribbons at the Puyallup Fair. It's just amazing, some of the things that come out of there. Really a lot of talent in that program as well.
So if somebody is having a wedding or an event or something like that, they can actually get all of their flower arrangements through the prison?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. They're really busy. I know a couple months ago they had 5 weddings in one weekend, so they're really busy and they get booked really quickly. But it's a great program for the women. Another good opportunity for women to gain some skills before they're released.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have gardens in on the grounds?
Yeah, we do. We've got, as part of the horticulture program, women are assigned kind of a chunk of land in the prison, a flower bed that they have to tend. It's kind of their whole project in the gardening and horticulture program is to plant and take care of. It's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was talking with you on break about how the dogs can contribute to the horticultural program through a Bokashi cycle system.
Right.
So I have one that I've been using. I've been talking quite a bit on the show about, but I've been sort of burying it in my rose bed, and the roses are looking real good. They're starting to bloom. So.
And we have plenty of that. It would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people can get involved by coming and taking dogs out on outings who are in your program. And that could either be just for a chunk of a day or foster them for an overnight or week or, you know, any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
You do have some need for people to volunteer with some office help.
Right.
And administrative things,
mm-hmm.
administrative support, donations.
Right.
Money, always appreciated, so that you can fund your food costs and other costs to help adopt, feed, and train, and care for the dogs. Do you have any other donations other than money that people can donate that you need?
Oh, gosh. I think, as you mentioned, food, treats, dog beds, dog crates. It could be the hard-sided or the wire kennels.
Mm-hmm.
We go through lots of leashes and collars.
Mm-hmm.
People have sent us boxes of leashes and collars.
Yeah.
Anything that anybody would need at home to take care of their animals are pretty much the same types of things that we're always looking for donations.
Mm-hmm. And just to say something about food donations, is that typically the types of food that get donated to programs are lower quality,
mm-hmm.
Typically more affordable foods. And, you know, whatever you can donate is appreciated for sure. But if you have the funds, go to a small, natural pet store and buy a higher quality bag of food, for whether it be for this program or for a shelter or for whoever you're donating food to, because nutrition has such a huge impact on health, behavior, ability to think. I mean, it's just like us.
Right.
We feel better when we are eating healthier by a lot. And the same is true for dogs. So I just really encourage people, you know, don't go to your grocery store and grab the cheap bag of food. If you can, go to a smaller, more natural pet store and ask for, you know, a really good quality food to help support the dogs. Because these are dogs that are in training, learning how to be service dogs.
Right.
So they need to be supported nutritionally.
Right.
And also, too, are you guys set up at all for raw food?
We aren't. Okay. We'd love to. We just don't have the capacity for that.
Yeah, like the freezer space.
Right. We've talked about that in the past, but
yeah,
we just don't have the space.
Right. Well, food and supplements, too. That's a way that you can boost the nutritional value of food, would be like enzyme supplements, fish oil,
mm-hmm.
Multivitamin supplements, stuff like that. Sea kelp is great. So those are also ways that you can help give those dogs some better nutrition.
Right. And we've got a lot of people who are really good about, they'll send a gift card or a gift certificate to one of the smaller local pet supply stores.
Well, that's
so that
a good idea.
You know, whatever, be it food or, you know, nutritional treats or, as you said, any of the supplements,
mm-hmm.
those are things that we can just, you know, grab a gift card or a gift certificate and go.
That's a great idea. And that would be like in Gig Harbor area?
Right.
Okay.
That would be great. Gig Harbor, Tacoma,
yep.
Port Orchard.
All right. Well, I look forward, now I'm assuming you'll be there, Beth, on the 22nd.
I will definitely be there.
All right. Well, we will look forward to seeing you there. We've got several people who will be with us. We do still have room at our table. If any of the listeners want to join Darcy and I at our table, we'd love to have you for the big annual fundraiser for Prison Pet Partnership
program, which is Saturday, May 22nd from 4 to 7 in Tacoma. There's more information about that on the Dog Talk Show website. And you can listen to all of the past shows on iTunes for free. We are a free download in the podcast section on iTunes. Well, Beth, thanks so much for the work that you do there. The program is so wonderful. I enjoy visiting every time I come, and I leave so inspired by the work that you guys are doing.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the support and for having me on. It was great.
Yeah, no problem.
I look forward to seeing you on the 22nd.
We will see you on the 22nd if anybody would like to join us at our table. Email me at host@dogtalkshow.com. Well, that's it for today, and we will be back same time, same place next week, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. live, and again, we are also on iTunes. Thanks for listening to the Dog Talk Show on Alternative Talk 1150.